All right. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Varga podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Varga. And this episode, I'm going to be reviewing one of the worst events I've ever seen in my life. It was WCW Uncensored 1996. This is one of the worst wrestling pay-per-views ever. And it's not so much like the undercard, but like the main event, like, legit made no sense. Like, at all. It was like they had like this giant cheese grater looking cage thing, like the Doomsday cage. Looked like a giant cheese grater. And it was quite the thing to watch. Let me go over the results of this. Okay. Firstly, the main event is, like I said, the Doomsday Cage match was pitted the Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage against the Alliance to end Hulkamania, which was Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, and the Dungeon of Doom. So it was quite the event. So let me go over this match. Alright. Firstly, the first two matches were probably the best two matches on the show. And then came probably the Chicago Street Fight match. I can't, went on later, but the first two matches were definitely the best matches on the show. Firstly, Conan fought Eddie Guerrero for the WCW United States Championship. This match was fantastic. They had a lot of high-flying moves, a lot of wrestling moves, counter moves. I mean, it was really, really good. This was, like, definitely, like, a high-level match. So I definitely recommend watching that one if you watch this event or liked it. It ended with, like, Conan accidentally low-blowing Eddie. They messed up a move or something, and then Conan pinned him. And then Eddie was mad about it. So, yeah, that's a pretty entertaining match to watch. Next up, the Belfast Bruiser defeated Lord Steven Regal by disqualification. This was a hard-hitting, great match. It ended with the Blue Bloods attacking the Belfast Bruiser. But overall, this match was just great to watch, man. These first two matches were killing the show. I thought the show was going to suck until I saw this match and then that Conan and Eddie Guerrero match. And they were just off the charts, man. I highly recommend watching those first two matches. And then the show went downhill after that. Colonel Robert Parker defeated Medusa in some stupid male versus female match, and it had interference in it. Nothing match. That's all you need to know. Same thing with the next one. The Booty Man defeated Diamond Dallas Page. Diamond Dallas Page never has a bad match. I've never seen him have a bad match, but this one was pretty close. It was long, boring, nothing happening. It was pretty long, but overall it was not that entertaining. I mean, it wasn't that good to watch. Let's leave it at that. Next up, the Giant defeated Loch Ness in some short little Battle of the Giants match. Nothing match. Not that good. And then came the Chicago Street Fight, which Sting and Booker T, because Booker T had a team up with Sting, because Stevie Ray was injured, and then Lex Luger was still in the Dungeon of Doom, and he was in that Doomsday Cage match, which was after this one. They defeated the Road Warriors, Hawk and Animal, and the crowd was rooting for Sting and Booker T, which was crazy, considering Booker T's like a bad guy, and then, like, you know, Sting is Sting. So, yeah, that was a pretty good match. I mean, this was like the point one. There were like three good matches on here. The rest were like a joke. But still, I really think that this match was, it could have been shorter, but it served its purpose. And the weapons being used, and it was just crazy. I remember when I first saw this when I was a kid. I was in high school, or just about to start high school. I was in middle school. That was probably my favorite match on the show because everybody started for Sting and Booker T instead of the Road Warriors, which was entertaining. And that's when I knew Booker T was going to be a huge star, like this match. I was saying it even back then, so I was pretty accurate with that assessment. And then came the nightmare scenario that is the Doomsday Cage match, which looks like a giant cheese grater. But they had Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage had to do was go through all the little sections in the cage and somehow make it out of the cage, like the bottom cage. They had to like go through the door, even though they end up fighting on the... Well, I'll go into it in a minute. But they defeated Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, Ming the Barbarian, Lex Luger, the Taskmaster, Kevin Sullivan, Z Gangsta, and the Ultimate Solution. I mean, seriously, what kind of a name is that? The Ultimate Solution? And you think that's like kind of not a good name for a wrestler, especially with the Holocaust and all that. You know what I mean? It sounds like Nazi Germany or something. But yeah, they end up fighting the first section, then like the second section, they like was just chaos, and then they end up outside the cage because they were going to the bottom cage. So this ended up being like a brawl in the ring. So basically, the cage was there for no reason. They're fighting on the floor. They end up back in the cage because Z Gangsta and Ultimate Solution finally showed up. And then they escaped after using frying pans and powder. And it was just stupid. It's like seriously, and it was a seriously like pointless match. Not a fan of it. Ruined the show. Yay. All right. On that upward hoppity comment, I'm going to end the podcast there. Do not watch the show except for those three matches I mentioned. The other ones are just eh. Kings Without Crowns podcast, Corns Games this Sunday with myself, Sir William, Ben Hur, Dreadful, Tech Colonel, Nurse Nikki, and our producer, Jared Estrada. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one.